Ballylanders. The main street of Ballylanders almost deserted at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. Passing Buckley's shop, passing an old church, an old Norman type church, to a ruin basically, and driving straight on out of here past a place called the Natural Sleep Company, making beds and mattresses on my way to Cork. Ballylanders GAA Club on the right hand side. These little places in County Limerick, like rural Ireland all over the place, have their GAA clubs. Around this corner comes another couple of cars against me, one with its headlights on, one without its headlights on. The sun is low in the sky, gold orange glow through the trees, which are leafless except for the pines. It's part of a continuing journey to naming place names and character of, well, not the character, I'm not one to give you the character, but I'll give you a description of the landscape. The fields here are a real patchwork. I mean, they can't be more than about an acre, or at the most in size, maybe 2 acres. But the landscape, as I look out across it, is full of these little squares and hedgerows in between. So from a nature conservation point of view, this is good landscape. There's plenty of places for the birds to nest. Plenty of little eddies for waterer rats and voles and goodness knows what, little creatures to live. I don't know if there are mink around here. I hope not. But anyway, it's not that I want to pretend that I'm particularly knowledgeable about it, but as I look across it, I can't help but notice the field structure. And on the right-hand side, just in contrast with that, is Tom Lane's second-hand car showroom, it looks like to me. A whole huge number of cars out in the countryside, as if they were being kept in storage. I mean, there's a lot of working capital tied up in those cars just sitting there, so I don't know anything about that. Just that it's quite an interesting kind of an intrusion into the landscape. Yeah, there's hills around here, low rolling hills, what you'd call coombs in the UK, or where I used to live in Bath. I'm looking at something that could easily have been coombed down around Avebury. Easily have been that. There's puddles of water, no ice on the road, or at least if there is ice, it's black and I can't see it. I'll let you know, I'll come back to you when I... Oh, here's one more signpost. I'll tell you what this signpost is as we come to it, just to give you a flavour. It's telling me that that you can go to a garage sales down there, so somebody's got themselves a signpost to their local garage. I've joined a procession. Yeah, this could carry on for many, many miles now. There's about six, they're not all cars, so I better call them vehicles in front of me, driving along. One is a van, the other is a car, an 04 Hyundai in front of me. The road has got narrow, and we're down to 33 miles per hour. And this could carry on because this road, which is very beautiful, very pretty, more pretty than going through, we'll say, to Cork by the main route, which is through Mallow, if you like. This road is prone to this, and you wouldn't ever want to be in a big hurry travelling along it, because this is impossible to pass. I mean, it's just a continuous series of S-bends, little straights and more S-bends. They're gentle S-bends, they're no chicanes on this road, but still, on we go. A lot of processioning in Ireland, actually. There's a long tradition of processions, walking behind the hearse in a funeral, walking to a graveyard, going on public demonstrations of affiliation to certain religious causes or beliefs, processions. Yeah, it's a lot more so than in the UK, I suppose. I have to confess that because I lived for such a long time in the UK, I continuously compare. Now here's another place, Kilbehenny, K-I-L-B-E-H-E-N-Y, and I cannot pronounce it, so if you have difficulty, Kilbehenny. This could be called Kilbenny for all I know, but it's actually spelled Kilbehenny. So that's off to the left-hand side. And that could well be a hamlet, you know, smaller than a village. There we are. Boscullia, the yellow school bus has just passed me going in the other direction. I think the United States is full of yellow buses and that are to do with schools, if I remember rightly. But that was a pure school bus dedicated. Oh yes, I'm still on the R513 in case you're interested. Kilmallock to the right and Mitchelstown to the left. And I'm just passing Mitchelstown Golf Club. Mitchelstown Golf Club. I wonder if there's... They can't... Oh, they might be playing in there, I suppose. It's what? It's only -5 now. So, don't know what the policy is in Mitchelstown. Oh, I doubt it. I'm just crossing a river now, by the way. Just crossing the river. Well, I'm not physically wading across it, but I'm driving across a little bridge. Yeah. So we hit the big road. Cork, the N8, is off to the right, and Dublin is off to the left. And we've done the... He's passed quicker than I expected. We've done the rural part, really part. I'm passing Pure Stone Memorials, a showroom there on the left-hand side. I guess you can get your funerals sorted out there. We're going to hit much more familiar territory, the road from Dublin to Cork, and I guess I got about 35 kilometres or something like that to drive on down to Cork, and it'll be all urban, it'll be an urban road, it'll go through rural countryside. The Mitchelstown Lions Club meet on the first Thursday of every month. There's a hostel sign near here. Dublin and Care, C-A-H-I-R, to the left. Mallow and Cork to the right. And we're going now on what people here will call the ring road around Mitchelstown, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-S-T-O-W-N, Mitchelstown. Probably most famous for its creamery cheese when I was a child anyway. Mitchelstown Creamery, a place where they process milk. It was known for that, Mitchelstown cheese. There's a lot more to Mitchelstown these days than cheese, but to someone who grew up living in Limerick, the only thing I knew about Mitchelstown. It's a pretty place to visit. And here we go, we're on a ring road, and I'm going to stop, I think, calling out place names to you. It was the rural place names that I was most interested in. This is much more normal. The fields, by the way, on either side, again, are devoid of cattle, and they don't look like as if crops have been grown in them. So I guess there would have been grass grown there in the summer, and maybe the grass would cut for silage. I don't know. Here we go, onwards to Cork. If there's any drama or anything remarkable, I'll come back to you. Otherwise, I'll just... I'll give you this one last road sign here. Fermoy in front. And then there's a place called Kildorary. K-I-L-D-O-R-R-E-R-R-Y. Dorary. Kildorary. Never heard of it, I have to admit. So I don't know what size it is. And we're coming now to a roundabout. And these little roundabouts are lots of them on this little road that goes around Mitchell's town as we're heading on back towards Cork. The temperature has jumped. As soon as we hit the road from Dublin to Cork, the temperature went up and it's now plus. So we're now plus 0.5. A little earlier I said that it was minus 5 and I meant minus 0.5. But yeah, it was plus 1.5 a minute ago. So as we look down, and you know, the road into Cork that I'm on now is got a huge vista. You can see very big landscape, and it's a real panorama. And you can see it's not smoke, is it? As you can see the steam or the fog rising over the fields. White stuff anyway. We head down here, sign off to Fermoy and sign off to Kilworth, but we're at junction 14 of Ireland's longest piece of motorway, I suppose, between Cork and Dublin, must be. Rathcormac, there's a place. Just past the turn to Rathcormac. Making great time now. And the point about Rathcormac is really that it's made up of two words. R-A-T-H is a Ra. Cormac is the name of a person. So that's the way. Here's another place now called Watergrass Hill. Canuckon on Beolri. Now, actually, I didn't get the last part of that correct. I might have made a mistake. But Watergrass Hill. I think it's a great old name, you know. Rathcormac and Watergrass Hill. These are the two places that you first come to when you're moving from Glanmire, where I live, and you were heading in the other direction up to Dublin. You'd pass those two places on the way. We'll be heading under the River Lee at the end of this. But I got to pay a toll fairly soon, and I mustn't forget that. River Bride, that's the next experience, really, of note. B-R-I-D-E. In fact, I didn't see the river. The road was pretty tarmacked over the top of it, and the bridge, if that was a bridge, didn't register as a bump at all. So I'm now getting to Welcome to Direct route. We're basically into the pay zone now. This is a public-private partnership, PPP, as it's called over here. I think that's what it's called. They're on the M8, 6 kilometres out of Watergrass Hill as the next place we get to. And there's one car in front of me and very few cars behind me. You know, once you get through the rush hour here in Ireland, there are very few cars on the road. So if you can avoid, the rush hour in some cases is not a rush. It's a really, really slow experience. But you know what I mean. I'm just overtaking. I'm driving at, 120 kilometers per hour, driving at 72 miles per hour. And I got to slow down now because I've got to pay. The toll plaza is 1 kilometre ahead. In case you're interested, everything's written in both Gaelic and Irish and English, right? So I'm looking for a place that I won't worry about the change. I think I'll just drop €2 in a basket and get through here as fast as I can. That's it. Mission accomplished. €2 piece chucked in a plastic basket. And the barrier comes up pretty quickly to let you through. So you do have to slow down. It's now if I was a very regular traveler, I could get a tag on my car and I could drive through and it would debit my account. Just in case you're wondering about that. Yeah, it's a PPP motorway. It ends here. There's a big sign up there saying that. But the road down into Cork now is very straightforward. It's basically, I'm heading for the sea. And I go all the way down here and I'll be funneled under the River Lee through a tunnel, very big piece of civil engineering called the Jack Lynch Tunnel. And I've already rung ahead to work to say I'll be there at about 10 o'clock. And Tanya's very kindly said, I'll have the kettle on. So all's well in so far so good. Getting to work a bit late today, but I didn't really find it hard to face the job of starting the journey too early. If I started it at, let's say, 6:45, I'd have been into work at my normal time, but the roads might have been more dangerous than I've only got one life, so I decided I'd look after it. You might like a little bit of what's it like on Lyric FM, the Irish semi-classical radio station. Well, I guess we are getting into the season. I have to admit, I love liturgical music. Not all, but a lot of it I like. I'm a big Gregorian chant guy myself, actually. I wonder what the Twitter single is like this Christmas. That's Brenda Drum and her people. Okay, there's the sign off to Glenmire, the sign off to Glenmire where I live. Junction 18. The R639 into Glenmire, by the way. Guess you're tracking this. Oh, that sounds like Catherine Jenkins or somebody. No? Don't know who that was. I guess the DJ is having a cup of coffee, so they put on a few tunes and a few bits of music, keep us going. Let's see. I don't recognize this at all. Okay, time for a pause. Okay, the last 16 seconds. Just time to thank you for coming on this journey. I'm very grateful to you for listening this far. You'll be one of a very tiny number of people who will have done that. and I'm very grateful.